This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, they're chopping around, and kind of to be expected. The market put in a low. The charts seem to indicate that in all three markets, corn, beans, and wheat, in the last 3 weeks. Record yields finally got dialed into the price. The price is low enough to bring in exports, substantial exports in corn, and the market is cratered out. But it's not going to go zooming to the upside with harvest right in front of us. Harvest is a significant event. The harvest pressure is for real. So I see the market chopping this sideways to higher in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Just kind of checking the yields, see if they match what the government said here in the last 3 weeks, in the last two reports. So today you've got two factors, I think, to move the markets. One was the crop condition report showed that the good to excellent in corn went from 64 to 65%. They're expecting lower than that, although the corn's up regardless.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex. Founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn up 1 3/4 at $4.12.5. November soybeans up 1.5 at $10.06. October soybean meal down 2.10 at $3.18 even. October soybean oil up 80 cents at $40.55. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.57 at $178.80. October feeders up $1.75 at $240.75. October lean hogs up 185 at 81.77. Pork cutout went unchanged at 91.55. And that has been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.